still shaking from the secrets that were told. My car closed up too tight and the heart turned cold.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. After one of those quintessential drop themes for TV series, that was Johnny Hawksworth with the Salute to Times, used for any of the Times television production shows. We heard new music by Toronto's Crystal Castles, and that was Plague, uploaded to SoundCloud on Wednesday, and it offers a taste of what the duo's third album should sound like. It was recorded in Warsaw earlier this year, doesn't have a name yet, it should be out in the coming months. And they finished up a European summer festival circuit, if not now or just shortly, but a North American tour is going to start at the end of September. So October 26th, Crystal Castles will be at the Commodore Ballroom. However, based on past Volatile performances, make sure you pencil dates around October 24th, 25th in Portland, Seattle, and then 28th, 29th, Calgary and Edmonton. So that's how we're going to start off this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here, broadcast on UBC's crime fighting community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be rampaging up a sonic storm here until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Later on in the show, with the Summer Olympics going on in London right now, we're going to take a look at the score from one of the first gritty police TV series that was filmed in the British capital, and that would be 1975's The Sweeney. In the background, this is Motown funk guitarist Dennis Coffey, along with the Detroit Guitar Band. Originally, this is a B-side from his 1972 single, Getting It On, but it's easily found on the 2006 compilation, Big City Funk. This is Ride, Sally Ride, riffing a bit on the chorus to the Mac Ride song Mustang Sally, Best Pop Boys by Wilson Pickett. The astronaut Sally Ride passed away last Monday due to pancreatic cancer. And along with being the first American female astronaut in space, she was also the youngest. And it was only announced during with her obituary she was the first known lesbian or public LGBT person in space. So in many ways, she was a pioneer, allowing science to become more than a dream in many folks' eyes, and she was just 61. All right, on with the music here. We're going to start off with a new song by Perth, Australia's Tame Impala. Their second album, Lonerism, is due out in October, and sung songs have been already seeping through the internet. Only North American dates lined up in August are in San Francisco, Montreal, Chicago, and a gig in Iowa opened up for the Black Keys. Maybe 2013 has more in store, but until then, off Lonerism, this is Tame Impala with Apocalypse Dreams here on CITR, Vancouver, 101.9 FM.
Union Events and Tampere Concerts are pleased to present Yellow Wolf at the Fortune Sound Club with special guest Snack the Ripper. The show takes place August 3rd at 8 p.m. 19 plus only. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and Beat Street Records, or online at TamberConcerts.com or UnionEvents.com. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Nick Nicely with Rotisserie Road off last year's cassette Lysergia out through Burger Records. Nicely is a British songwriter, though born in Greenland after a transatlantic playover. He's a bit of an odd duck in the early 80s because he was primarily a psychedelic fan, but used new wave synths and drum machines to come up with music. And it's actually worth tracking down his two now cult classic 80s singles, DCT Dreams and Hilly Fields 1892, just to highlight his weird pop smarts. Though the fuzzy shoegaze we just heard stands out as a bit of a contrast that way. In the background, this is the instrumental track off of the Baby Huey story, the living legend. This is One Dragon, Two Dragon, perfect for the Year of the Dragon. And Baby Huey is the nickname of James Ramey, R&B singer who headed up a Chicago area act called the Babysitters in the 60s. And they had a strong like live presence in the Chicago series, the Chicago scene for a while. And Curtis Mayfield dug Baby Huey and pitched a record deal. Though, unfortunately, Baby Huey died from a drug-related heart attack at the age of 26 before recording could be completed. So the Baby Huey story came out posthumously, a couple instrumental tracks, and apparently there was a bit of a rumor that Mayfield preferred his own house band of the Babysitters, so some of the tracks could be by someone else. But at the very least, the Baby Huey story as an album became inspiration for hip-hop, not just based on the rhythms and the sampling available, but how Baby Huey sang. But which I should profile better one day. Listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and playing this Wednesday, the 1st of August here at the Waldorf, is this San Francisco act. The latest album is the Countrified Long Time Companion. But I'm going to go back to last year's hit after hit. This is Sunny and the Sunsets with I Wanna Do It here on CITR Vancouver.
Yeah. Calling all BC short filmmakers. The third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
Man, while you're sitting there, acting like a horse's ass man, to the two, to the three, to the four on the floor in the store, citing caveat enter. Got no guts to trust, rest my case, open shut. You the last one in line, like a zebra butt. To the six, to the seven, to the eight, to the nine, feeling great, feeling fine, take the bait. Like Edison, I have a vision. I don't need your permission to be a magician. And now it's never night. And I'm a mason making dams up in your river basin. A cool sensation flooding your foundation. I like making lakes in the hole where you used to be. It makes me happy, strong like TVA. I let the water out a little at a time and let it turn my turbine. Electric air conditioned summer. Electric air conditioned summer. Listen to your fathers and your mothers. Some are better bets than others. Listen to your sisters and your brothers and the others. They're ahead and they're behind. So don't deny, it's high time to get in line like a zit foot. Now you're on my list. Deadbeat recidivist, living at the back ass end of it. You should have listened to your mother.
Zamudo with Zebra Butt. I guess sort of like a horse's ass or something like that, but if you want to be witty, Zebra Butt. And that's off the self-titled debut by John Zamudo's new project. And Zamudo was one half of the collage-based folk act The Books. And Zamudo maintains that element of found sound with his post-books works, which make for an intriguing show on November 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And before Zamudo, we heard Sonoya Caves with Narrow Way off 2006's The Enchanter, Persuaded. And Sonoya Caves is the work of Jeremy Schmidt. He's the keyboardist from local act Black Mountain. He's got a massive collection of synthesizers that he used to great effect to the recent local indie film Beyond the Black Rainbow, which was playing at the Pacific Cinema Tech, I believe, or VIF a while ago. Of course, I was out of town when it was playing, so that was a drag. But looks like a throwback to VHS horror, glowing throbbing crystals, telekinetic girls and lizard men. And yeah, I totally missed it. Kind of dropped the ball also on interviewing some of the crew behind that film, but maybe I get something coordinated for the DVD release. And for those of you who've seen some of the trailers for The Dark Knight Rises, some Sonoya Caves music appears there. And of course, Dark Knight Rises is still screening at the Rio Theater. Another film I'm behind on seeing, and yet another score to profile. And especially with Hans Zimmer actually doing a bit of an Aurora, Colorado tribute recently too, so I'm going to dig everything up for that and present it to you. So soon, faithful listeners, soon. And if you missed Sonoya Caves open up for the Psychic Paramount recently, keep August 25th in mind. It's not going to be the Caves, but it's going to be Black Mountain. They're going to be at the Waldorf for an all-day outdoor event, including basketball, Von Bingen, or Binion. Sorry. And then Quest for Fire. In the background, this is Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet with Algoma Reflections. Finally managed to catch my favorite guys back on the 14th of July after a layover in Toronto. And they have actually some more shows lined up as their albums get released on vinyl through Lethbridge, Alberta's Mammoth Cave. So there's two benefit concerts at the Cameron in Toronto on August 2nd, and then in my alma mater of Waterloo, Starlight Lounge, on September 14th. It's 8 o'clock Pacific. I'm Gak. You're listening to Exploding Hit Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I talked about one event that was happening this Wednesday, and there's more. And we're actually going to go a little bit electronic here. So playing at 560, it's going to be Paul Rose, who has Scuba, fuses German techno with London dubstep. So off this year's Personality album, this is Scuba with July here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR. We'll be right back.
Megaphone Magazine presents Then and Now, a unique night of music featuring Beekeeper. Enjoy your favorite songs from Ma Petite, Sydney York, and many more. It's happening on Tuesday, August 21st at 9 p.m. at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are $10 and all proceeds go to the Megaphone Magazine, which provides a voice and economic opportunities for the homeless and low-income community. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh,
From Montreal, that was Jacques Green with the title track to last year's Another Girl EP. And Green actually has another 12-inch route through Dutch producer Martin's 3024 label. Shows Green's house style getting murkier in a good way there. Sounds great. Can't wait to actually get a copy of that. And in the background, this is Los Angeles Experimental Act. The Experimental Act Insect. I have no idea why I emphasize that way, but yeah, they're called Insect. And off their self-titled EP from last year, this is Yascorpius, and in parentheses, Coda. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, and we're going to stay in the electronic realm right before getting some righteous 70s funk in the form of the TV series The Sweeney. And Darren J. Cunningham is better known as Actress. And recently, he tweeted a new track, which should mean some new music in advance of his appearance at the New Forms Festival in mid-September, Vancouver-wise, as well as his appearance at the Decibel Festival in Seattle at the end of that month. So this is Actress with Shock Therapy 101 here on 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Chocolate Milk, every Thursday in the back room in the Shine Nightclub at 364 Water Street. Classic house and indie dance realness. Serving up some retro 80s and 90s dance, R&B and hip-hop with DJs G-Love, Jay Douglas, DJT and Coleo, plus guests.
Also, join V-Rag and CITR on Thursday, August 2nd as Chocolate Milk presents house music legend CC Peniston as part of Vancouver Pride. Tickets $40 on Eventbrite or at Little Sisters.
To love. love me, and I don't know if I need you more than the way you used to need me, but it's heaven, 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 heaven. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Background. This is Rim's Floating Chandelier with the demo version of Chemistry, which you can find off of Demos Unfished Ideas in live recordings off of their Bandcamp. Man, we just heard Underworld with Always Love to Film, and that's off their most recent album, Barking, which is actually referred to in those lyrics. And Underworld were responsible for coordinating the music for Danny Boyle's production of the opening ceremonies to the 2012 Olympics in London, and Danny Boyle and Underworld worked perfectly together in Train Spotting, and actually some of the music from that film by Underworld appeared there, and fused together a mayhem of sonics behind those crazy visuals of children's stories coming to life and industrial chimneys propelling out of pastures. London is also home where the TV series whose soundtrack we're going to profile next year on Exploding Head Movies. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever shall be hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear. I just spent 6 hours with Big Tell.
Congratulations.
Tell, I said, you were arrested carrying a 4-foot length of heavy-duty chain. Now, do you still insist you were taking your dog for a walk? Yes, he said. He's a very big dog.
Yeah, you got the wrong approach. Get him talking about Arsenal. It's partly about Arsenal.
All right, I said. Then how do you explain the fact that you were wearing an ex-army flak jacket? The weather turned nasty, he said.
Tell him the whole team's been put on the transfer list. Shake his confidence.
Right. Now, you were taking your dog for a walk, carrying a 4-foot length of heavy-duty chain, wearing an ex-army flak jacket. What happened to the dog? It escaped, he said, when the fracas started. All right. Now, it took fright, ran home, opened the back door and locked himself in the kitchen, because that's where we found him. You know what he said? He used to be a circus dog. He knows quite a lot of tricks.
We got a little bit of dialogue there from one of the episodes of The Sweeney, starring John Farr as Detective Inspector Jack Regan, and then Dennis Waterman as his partner, Detective Sergeant George Carter. And we just heard Duncan Lamott with Funky Express. In the background, this is Dennis King with Regan's theme, both from the 2001 compilation Shut It, the music of The Sweeney. And that is what the profile is going to be for most of the rest of the show here on Exploding Head Movies. And The Sweeney, it aired in 1975 on ITV, shot entirely on 16mm film, and it sort of echoed what was happening in the U.S. at the same time with cop shows becoming more grittier and urban, less, you know, it's a bit more anti-heroic as opposed to, you know, jolly upkeep stalwart guys. And the profile sort of works on one of the branches of London Metropolitan Police, known as the Flying Squad. Although in Cockney rhyming slang, Flying Squad comes out as Sweeney Todd. And that's where the Sweeney gets its name. So we're going to listen to a whole wide range of cues here. And this features a lot of the production library music artists that had their music just composed for any generic sort of TV and film production. But it's sort of stuck in appropriately with the show itself, to the point that the titles themselves actually tie into the show itself. So we're going to start off with the main theme, which was done by Harry South. Wonderful bit of sax music there. He was a jazz pianist, composer, and arranger. And, yeah, he's part of the British jazz scene in the 50s, working with guys like Dizzy Reese and Tubby Hayes. I miss all those nicknames that jazz musicians always have that way. And, yeah, so we're going to start off with Harry South's main theme to The Sweeney. Then we're going to listen to a little bit of Brian Bennett there, Herbie Flowers, Keith Mansfield as well, too. But I'll sort of recap what we'll hear afterwards. So here's Harry South with the main theme to The Sweeney here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
We're the Sweeney, son, and we haven't had any dinner. You've kept us waiting, so unless you want a kick and you tell us where those photographs are.
Why is it always me out? pig.
Hey, hey, come on.
But what you doing, Governor?
I want to make him talk.
Come on, you slag. Wake up. Come on. Hey, come on, wake up.
Trousers on. You're nicked.
Cobblers.
Listen, I don't know if you noticed or not, we were both nearly killed out there.
Oh, come on, George, you know.
All I know is that you give me the runaround ever since I've been involved in this case.
It wasn't down to me, you went over my head.
Only because you wouldn't listen, you bastard.
Now shut it.
You to drive. Evel Knievel.
think if you'd have passed that selection board, you'd been sent off to the sticks somewhere. In a Radlet or Orpington. Finding lost budgies. Guarding the mayor's chain. Nicking the local puff in the recreation ground toilets. Think you'd miss this?
Certainly.
You're not doing too badly.
The castle kid's doing a lot better, though, isn't he? He'll be up west tonight. Shampoos, leg over at her place. And all on bent bread. And look at me. Can't get promoted, can't get a mortgage. Can't even hold on to a bird. Do you know what my old man left me? Bleeding gas bill.
Now, don't fret about Castle. We'll get him in the end.
I can believe that, I feel a lot better.
Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
That's my trouble, you see. I always settle for less than I deserve.
Not when I'm paying you, don't.
So we've got Harry South with the closing theme to the Sweeney in the background here. Of course, we started off with the main theme by Mr. South. Then we heard Brian Bennett with a Flying Squad. Then we heard just the bass pretty well and some light bongos there featuring Herbie Flowers and Barry Morgan. And that was Movement 1. Then that sort of piano and bongo set that was really peppy. That's Keith Mansfield, longtime production library composer with Big Shot. Then we had the freaky Psych song there by John O'Brien Docker. And that was called Freak Out. And O'Brien Docker was an Irish chap who somehow formed the first German folk act called the City Preachers. And then after he left, it became the prog band Frumpy. So, however that works. Then we heard Brian Bennett with Investigator. Then we heard sort of like an eerie organ bit there with Keith Papworth and the Wheelman before closing off there with Johnny Pearson and Pop March. And all throughout, we heard a little dialogue snippets from the Sweeney itself too, and all those tracks including the dialogue appears on the music of the Sweeney called Shut It, available 2001 through the Sanctuary label. And the series ran from 1975 to 1978, four series. It was popular enough that it became two Sweeney films, and actually was based on like a one-off for something called Armchair Cinema. But of course, this being 2012, a gritty reboot is aimed for the films, and actually it's going to feature Wayne Winslow probably as a detective Inspector Jack Regan. Anyways, that's it for Exploding Hit Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m. is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And he'll guide you to midnight. And at that point, the overnight robots take control. And 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, it is Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. Otherwise, just go to iTunes, look for Facebook, just do a search for Exploding Hit Movies. It will all sort itself out. Next Monday will be a civic holiday, known as BC Day here, Simcoe Day out east, and other names in other provinces. The Pacific Cinematheque right now is in the midst of the Rainer Werner Fassbinder festival of sorts. So we're going to take a look at some music from the German director's films. Otherwise, we're going to close off with Blank Mass. It is one and a half of the otherwise foul-named Fock Buttons, who somehow managed to actually get played during the opening ceremonies, which is kind of funny. So, from last year's self-titled album, this is Blank Mass with Land Disasters. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you the August holiday season.
It's 9 p.m. on the West Coast, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up.